Now, the United States and Israel have agreed on a record new package of at least $38 billion in U.S. military aid. The 10-year pact is expected to be signed within days. The deal will represent the biggest pledge of U.S. military assistance ever made to any foreign party. The new package, for the first time, will include money for Israeli missile systems. It calls for at least $3.8 billion a year in aid, up from $3.1 billion under the current pact, which expires in 2018. Israel is the largest recipient of U.S. foreign assistance since World War II. America's military assistance to Israel has amounted to over $124 billion since it began in 1962. Let's speak to E. Michael Jones. He's the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, and he joins us via Skype from South Bend, Indiana. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Jones. Now, this pact of worth $38 billion U.S. dollars is not unexpected. Many had were waiting for this announcement to come. However, how will it spell out on the ground when it comes to, for example, Israel's occupation of Palestinian land or Israel's treatment of the people in Gaza?
Well, first of all, I think the first thing we have to realize is this is a response to the Iran nuclear deal. This is payback. Obama went toe-to-toe with Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu lost, and this is the consolation prize for getting the nuclear deal. Now, the other part of it is, this is selling American arms, okay? There are people who profit from this in the United States. If Israel were fighting a war, it might make some have some significance, but in terms of the situation right now, it has no significance whatsoever in terms of the Palestinian people. They're already completely defenseless. So if they have a new series of weapons, a new generation of weapons technology, it will make no difference whatsoever. That is not the threat to Israel. There's no military threat to Israel. The threat to Israel is the growing consciousness that they are a rogue state and the boycott movement. So this will have no significance whatsoever.
Right, but then, Dr. Jones, who will Israel be using these weapons against? Why is the U.S. so insistent upon maintaining Israel's quote-unquote military edge in the region?
Because Israel controls the Congress of the United States of America. That's obvious. The exception to this was the Iran deal, which broke the Obama administration broke the monopoly of IPAC. There's a new J Street Israel lobby, and they judoed this into making a deal. But that doesn't change the fact that Israel controls the American Congress. That's still, nothing has changed. And this is, as I said, the consolation prize that makes Israel feel better about the Iran deal.
All right, then what is the political significance of this pact? Doesn't this show a green light, so to speak, of Israel's violations of UN Security Council resolutions, for example, its illegal occupation, its illegal settlement construction, detention of Palestinians, et cetera, et cetera?
I think that's already been there. You can't, I mean, they've already established this fact. They've already establish the fact that with the backing of the United States, they can treat the Palestinians however they want with impunity. I don't see that this is a quantitative increase. It's not a qualitative change. The qualitative change is not happening in the military arena. It's happening in the economic arena and the arena of consciousness and the worldwide consciousness of the plight of the Palestinians. And new weapons are not going to change that.
All right, so business as usual. Let's leave it there for now. That's Dr. E. Michael Jones, with the editor. He's the editor of the Culture Wars Online magazine, joining us via Skype from South Bend, Indiana. Dr. Jones, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.